Now I want to drop down to verse 42. And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, and give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. And this, I think, is one of the greatest parables to teach folk who'd say today they're looking for the Lord to come, that the important thing to do is to be found working as if he's not going to come for another 1,000 years. And he may not, I don't know. I don't have the inside track that a great many seem to have today. There are those that are saying right now, he's coming before 2,000. I've looked for that verse. I can't find it. I don't think, friends, they have some inside information the rest of us don't have. I think that what he's trying to tell us, let's quit all of this business of trying to set a date and get ready. But the important thing is to just start filling a hope chest. You know, the blessed hope is the coming of Christ, and every girl is supposed to have a hope chest, that is, when she gets married someday. And the important thing is to fill that chest with something. And I think that some of us ought to have something to lay at his feet someday. We ought to be busy for him. That is the purpose of this prayer. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you that he'll make him ruler over all that he hath. And if the servant says, My Lord delayeth his coming, shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, well, of course, that servant's going to be judged. Again, the grave danger is, if you begin to set dates and expect him at a certain time, and he doesn't come, and he won't come at that time because he said he'd come at a time you wouldn't be expecting him, and if he doesn't come, then the inclination would be to become discouraged. My friend, we're not to set a date, but we're to live in the light of it, the expectancy of it, the attitude of it. And our whole life should be lived as if the Lord, the next moment, might appear and we'd have to give an account to him. And on that basis, then it will affect our daily living. And to tell the truth, when he does come, we're going to have to give an account of today. Now, maybe he won't come today. And if he doesn't come today, somebody says, well, he didn't come today, and I did this, and I got by with it. No, you didn't. He's going to judge it in that day. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Who's we? We Christians. We're to appear there. It's not a question of salvation. This is not a criminal court. This is a court, a circuit court, where our property is in danger. He's going to judge and see whether we are to receive a reward or not. And that's the thing that's important. That makes this a very important passage, by the way.